no sense.
This morning early, the Lord spoke clearly these two words: I'm coming. The day of my return is at hand. Let my people know it's about to happen. What is about to occur will change world history. Nothing will remain the same. Let the unbelievers, let the skeptics, let the religious ones know that what they fear the most is about to happen. My warm season of grace and mercy will soon turn to a chilling winter of judgment and wrath.
Tonight, I'm your host, Pastor Dean Odell, along with my co-host, Pastor Kevin Wilkinson, Pastor Billy Painter. We're here tonight on, what is this? I have to look again, our October 28th, 2014 edition. Glad you are with us. Tonight, we're going to be looking at the title that I gave it tonight, Beware of Roma Downey and the Lightworkers. We're going to talk about the New Age movement a little bit tonight, how some of these people like Roma Downey and her husband Mark Burnett and others in Hollywood are trying to hijack Christianity and substitute it for their false Jesus, their false gospel. We're going to look at what they believe and look into some of the New Age understanding. A lot of people don't really understand what the New Age movement is. They hear the term that's gotten into our pop culture, but I think a lot of Christians are buying into it, or at least somewhat on the surface buying into it. They don't even know what they're buying into. So I'm going to define it tonight a bit for you. I'm going to look also at Roma Downey and her beliefs. You know, one of the reasons I brought this up, of course, her and her husband put together a very popular miniseries back a year or so ago, longer, Bible miniseries that's very popular. I watched some of it. Troubled me because it was not, didn't stick to the Bible text, the Bible truth, especially thought of Mora sequences made God out to look like he was just a maniac, didn't give the context of sexuality, conversion, and just other things. And then later she came out with Son of God theory, but the movie, I should say the Son of God movie, and there were many troubling things that as well. But it doesn't take much to look into the life of Roma Downey and find out that though she claims to be Christian to certain groups of people, that she's really not a true Bible believer Christian. She's clearly a New Ager, one of the white workers. I'll show you very clearly tonight that the New Age term, an identification of a person involved in the New Age movement. And she calls her new media group that she started in 2011, Light Workers Media. So she's not really hiding these things. They're not really hard to find. And two, tonight, we will play a clip from a video where she did an interview a few years ago of her little curriculum for homeschoolers, a thing called Little Angels, that she's troubling herself to find out what that's about. But she talks in it, she says very clearly in the clip, you will hear her say, all paths God. She is a New Ager, she is a personalist, both her and her husband, all the claims Christian, and all this toying with the Bible and things, trying to use the Bible and Christianity to make a lot of money. It's working for them, but it's working because it's getting the message out that the devil wants out. That is a compromise message, a watered-down message. Now, before we take our break and go to the news, Pastor Billy, in just a moment, I want to read these scriptures just to set the tone. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start reading, we'll read verses 1 through 4, and then we're going to skip down and verse 13 to 15. And I want you to listen to this passage very carefully. Just tune out everything else. We've got other noise in the background, a TV on, something else. Just turn it off and listen to the Word of God. Let it get down to your heart. Here's what the Apostle Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said, would to God that you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous of you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin of Christ. This, of course, is speaking to the church at Christ. So to Christians, born-again Christians, Holy Spirit-filled Christians, this is what he says to them, verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not, or another gospel, said, which you have not accepted, that if someone comes bringing you another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit, yet you might well bear with him. So he's saying that Satan is going to come to the church, to Christians, to try to deceive them, just like Satan, the serpent, came to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Subtlety, corrupt the mind, belief system, the Word of God, change things just a little bit, you know, and deceive her and bring a counterfeit. So Paul is very concerned about a counterfeit Jesus, a counterfeit gospel, and a counterfeit Holy Spirit. Skip down to verse 2 Corinthians chapter 11, same chapter. Verse 13, he says this, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, or don't be surprised, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. So here the Apostle Paul, through the power of the Holy Spirit speaking through him, what to write, clearly warned them, there will be false apostles. Now, an apostle, the term apostle, simply means sent one. So there will be people who claim to be sent from Jesus Christ, but they will be deceitful workers. They're not really the apostles of Christ or ministers of Christ, but they transform themselves into a peer like ministers of Christ. Then he tells us in the middle that don't be surprised. Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. He says, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, Satan's ministers, also be transformed to look like, to appear to be like, the ministers of righteousness. But their end is according to their work. Now, for a minister, what is the job of a minister? Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, the job of a minister is to preach and teach the truth of the Word of God, the doctrines of Christianity, of the Bible, of Jesus Christ, God Almighty. That's the primary job. So hear what the apostle is saying. Someone's going to come and try to change all of it. Not every part, but just enough to do damage, to bring danger. So tonight we're going to talk about what the New Age movement is all about. We're going to talk about the deception that the church is being swept away with now. I mean, Christians are arguing for Ramadan, defending. Yeah, unbelievable. And we're going to look at that in just a moment. Listen, you're listening to Prophecy Quake. I'm your host, Pastor Dean Odell. We'll be back in just a moment with the news. You stay with us.
Love is on his way. Stand up, time is Join us this Sunday morning at Fire and Grace Church right here in the Opelika, Auburn area. Our Sunday morning worship starts at 10:30 a.m. and we go live on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. We would love to see you there. Our website is fireandgracechurch.org. You're listening to Prophecy Quake on Blog Talk Radio. Prophecy Quake on Blog Talk Radio. Prophecy Quake on Blog Talk Radio. It's time for Prophecy Quake, Prophecy in the News with Pastor Billy Painter.
Jerusalem is simmering. 10,000 additional priests. Israeli police have ordered the police department to operate as a result of the investigation triggered by the official law division of the division of the Ukrainian election results that the rest of Europe is beginning to react in fear. For example, following the Ukrainian election results, Poland moved thousands of troops to its eastern border over the Thanksgiving potential election commission, which looks for over in Poland, but no one in Europe or the U.S. Truth is, the U.S. what left to signify itself got the plan out with rich enough to be by that effective by Putin's willing to wait for peace with dollar after reserve selling of Iranian oil and gold mine that Putin's flat Congress. However, it's not making a mistake that this big past 2 years Putin has all across the past Putin has been
we boldly
survive on surface for almost 2 months. That's with your certain strength to survive spending at 8 months. Research claims certain strength the bullet remained on surface for up to 50 days. But survive along by biases to extend that their Centers for Disease Control and Prevention by the Ebola hit a lot to what else? Now it's but when stored in moisture such as this then that survival plan that serves and that viruses and also reach the best of it that not that same this that number of confirmed 600,000 spread all effects spread. Weird emergency at look interrupts viewers across America. America's watching television across the country, but an alert of the White House interrupted the viewers, only they could stand by, but see nothing. Or not to don't. Okay, that's they can give a bit mass to 2% the money. Talk about beef. Pope Francis declares evolution and Big Bang Theory of life. God given a magician with a magic wand. Theories of evolution and the Big Bang are Greek, and God is not a magician with a magic wand. Speak that to God. But I both make comments and judgment, but then still give the evolution and not just God. Sometimes we look at it by his predecessor, and it Francis explained both science is not argued that they are. When we read about creation in Genesis, from the risk of the magic competition, the magic wand, the evidence that just looks so the added beauty was a well-fitted unbound engagement. There's a guide to the bird on it that is expected to have no longer this bird by offer of black weight and a past special that his 35 weeks of this dance announcement there are so issues of sleep voices that have been rich astral projection, channel, breaks, supernatural development are all excellent. And his 30 years of work targeting the underground, satanic rituals, and the old. And the elimination has 40 million. The growth of the new age movement worldwide. That's billion toxic beings. The growth of all the cultures that tell the balance of work, the secret society but the existential growth of cultures set by Mormons, Scientology, and the new There are now many volumes of books on the New Age to carry the dark side of books that don't fit. The global gatherings and blast appears to continue, convergences of rituals continue, and the reopening of ritual sites. Middle East turmoil continues, more rumors of war, Ebola, Baltic State, Mutants, and demonic paradigm. Some of the heads are
my Ebola! My Ebola!
Bible prophecy, world news, and the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Prophecy Quake on Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Dean Odell, you're listening to Prophecy Quake. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, so we apologize for that. Those of you in the chat room, how am I coming through tonight? Let me know if it's coming through clear. And you're saying no problem. We just dialed out during the break and dialed back in. And hopefully we've got soundboard issues dealt with. Maybe take the soundboard back and check it out for another one. But you can hear me. I see one says that they can hear me fine. I hope that's the case with others. Sorry again for the problem with the news.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, talk in that mic over there. Just say something over there.
Can you hear us now on this end? We talk this way. It sounds clear.
Okay. Okay, so we're saying that that we're good. All right, sorry again for that. We never know. Dealing with telephone lines and sound equipment, so it's a mystery. Humidity in the air can change now. So you never know. We haven't even tested from last week, so he had found the mystery.
It could be blocked off. Now, don't have the power back. Got better fixed than blocked.
They have been having trouble. They've been doing work. There's been aspects of the site that's been down and not working over the last few weeks. So we're trying to work it out on our end, but maybe it's Blog Talk. That's what we got to deal with right now until they get their problems fixed. Anyway, we're going to get back to our subject tonight, talking about New Age movement and the deception. I'm going to read another passage. Scripture. In fact, let's turn to the book of Galatians. This is a
strong, strong word. Revelation chapter 1. Probably one of the strongest things the Holy Spirit ever had all day. Revelation chapter 1. And we go down to verse 15. That I marvel, speaking to Christians now, talking to Christians, I marvel that you are so soon removed him that called you into great pride unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let it be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. So Paul is saying here very clearly that there is not another gospel, but there are some that try to pervert the gospel and trouble the body of Christ. And it's all about trying to get people into error, get people away from Jesus Christ, get them involved with seducing spirits and demons, doctrines of demons. But the gospel is very simple. There's some certain aspect of the Bible, the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that you cannot get away from. Number one is Jesus Christ, God in flesh. The gospel really teaches that. The gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He goes on to say in the same chapter, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So this Word, he was with God and was God, is also the Creator God. And then, if there's any question who this Word is, in verse 14 of John 1, it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and that was the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first truth is that there is a God, there is a Creator who is outside of his creation, who chose to come into his creation and take on the form of a man, and that God Almighty, who took on the form of a man, is Jehovah Yahweh of the Old Testament, revealed to us now as Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah of the New Testament. So the first aspect of the gospel is, who is God and what is he about? And so Christianity, biblical Christianity, that there is one God who manifests three distinct parts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not three gods, but one God with three parts, just like man is one man, but Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that each of us has a spirit, a soul, and a body. I'm not three beings, but I am one being with three parts, a spirit, a soul, and a body. Well, that is how God, we're created in the image of God, Genesis 1:26. We are created in the image of God. So if God is one being who has three distinct parts, then we should be one being that has three distinct parts. Exactly what the Bible teaches. So we understand who first is God is, what his name is. That is not a tree or a bird or Mother Earth or nature or energy or yeah, anything else in the shack. Good way to put it. But he is creator of the creation that we have. And yes, his power created it all, but it is distinct. His power holds it all together, but the tree is not, the bird is not, the earth is not, the universe not them. He is dead from that. So this is what the scripture teaches. Then the scripture teaches us that man is a sinner, that all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all broken God's law, like Adam and Eve did. We've disobeyed God. We've broken God's law, his laws, and we've harmed others in the process. We've offended God, and that sin separated us from God. This is a basic understanding. There is good and there is evil. There is sin and there is righteousness. There is, wickedness and there is holiness.
and God is holy, and he is separate. God never sins, never does anything wrong. He is above all and all that. So he showed us that man is separated by sin, by disobedience, by rebellion, by wickedness, by choosing to do opposite of God as laid forth in the Bible, in the Word of God. And then we are shown that judgment must come. Death must come, and judgment, eternal judgment must come to those who have broken God's law. That is just a fact of the way things are. But God, here's the good news, here's the gospel, that God took on the form of a man, became a man, that he might live a sinless life on the earth, and then willingly lay down his life on the cross as a sacrifice and atonement for our sin, and that whosoever would believe in him, believe that he died for their sin, and both believe who he is. And if we would believe and we would repent and we would follow him and confess him as Lord and Savior, that our sin would be washed away and we would be restored to fellowship with God and filled with his Holy Spirit, and that he would walk and talk with us, we could have a relationship with him. And ultimately, if we are the faithful in that relationship, continue to walk with him, endure to the end, and that meaning the end of our life or the end when Jesus returns, that we were with him forever in heaven, and that the Bible teaches very plainly that those who do not have this relationship, faith in the Messiah, Jesus, in his death, cross, and resurrection, they are lost forever, separated from God because of their sin. They are damned to eternal hell, punishment, darkness, separation from God forever, eternal flame. And this is the gospel, based at the end. And that God loved us so much that that's why he came, took on flesh, died as a man who never did anything wrong, paid for our sin, rose from the dead, showed that he is Lord over death, hell, and the grave, and that he wants to give everyone eternal life, forgiveness of their sin, restored relationship with God, but that doesn't happen automatically. You must believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and you must believe he is God in the flesh. You must believe he is the only atonement and sacrifice of sin, and you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him to be washed in his blood and be saved eternal life. Now, anything that takes away from this fake gospel message is a lie from Satan's deception. And this is how we know the truth from a lie. If they deny the Son, who he is, if any part of his nature as the part of the Godhead, if they deny his deity, if they deny his atonement, if they deny his life, if they deny his first birth, if they deny the only way to heaven. But Jesus said it very plainly in John 14:6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. No one's going to heaven. No one's standing justified or righteous before God on judgment day unless they come through faith and repentance and a walk and washing blood of Jesus Christ. So the moment you say anything, Jesus was just Son of God, but he wasn't God, you are preaching a different gospel and a different Jesus. If you say that Jesus didn't rise from the dead or was crucified like the Muslims say, then you are preaching a different gospel. You are a liar. You are of the devil. If you come along and say all paths lead to God, but my path I just choose Jesus, you are not following the Jesus of the Bible. You have a new age Jesus. I can't say this clearly enough because, folks, if you depart from Scripture, from the doctrines of Jesus Christ as laid out by the prophets, by the holy apostles in the inspired, infallible Word of God, and I've been saying this a lot lately, if you depart from any of the doctrines of Christ, the Bible says, and this is the Apostle John writing this epistle, he said very clearly in the second epistle of John, that if you depart from the doctrine of Christ, you do not have God. So Jesus called himself God. He even said, I am. He said, I am that I am. He called himself the Messiah. He said it was the only way to heaven. He said, if you don't believe in me, die in your sin. And you are separate. If you don't take up your cross and follow me, you're eternally separate. I mean, if the doctrine, the gospel is crystal clear. So we have these people coming along, like Roma Town, Mark Burkett. They're getting rich off of Christians who are stupid, off of Christians who don't care to look at who they're feeding their money to, what's being put out there. Just because it has the name of Jesus splatted on it, just because it might have scripture in it, or just because that they might talk about Jesus a little bit, does not mean that it's automatically correct. Now, we put that forth here last week. I put strongly, we fire about Jesus' warning in Matthew 24 about the last days, that in my name they will come and deceive men. And this could not be clearer with Miss Roma Downey and her husband, what's his name? Mark Burnett. People want to call him Burkett, but Mark Burnett. But here, the Bible says anybody brings another gospel, they're accursed. Now, folks, listen to me. We had Christians get in a fist. I mean, full-on conniption, fighting fit, defending Mark Burnett, Roma Downey, that they were Christians, and their intentions are good, and this is the good thing to put this, you know, this Bible miniseries out there, this Son of God movie. But we have to all of, where is it easy? You're going to be shocked when you hear some of this tonight. But I want to play this clip. This is a clip, short clip, 30 seconds. You can look this up on YouTube yourself. This is an interview from several years ago, not too far back, of Roma Downey with a homeschool network, because she developed a curriculum for homeschool families, but just a video curriculum called Little Angel. And, you know, she plays off that being on Touched by an Angel. She's been milking that golden goose now for 20 years before. And, but she did this in the series, and so she's being interviewed by this homeschool network or whatever, homeschool movie network or something like this. But she's been talking about her Little Angel series, and then she gets down to talk about how she loved God. And then she plainly said, well, you know, all pastors please God. And I want you to hear this for yourself before we go too much further in the show tonight so that you'll know where we're coming from. Because if this doesn't convince you Christians out there that you got a false prophet, a false teacher, someone bringing another gospel out there with the Bible ministry. And I bring this up because she's got a new show coming soon on TLC. I can't remember. It was in USA Today a few days ago that she's coming out with a new show about miracles and answered prayer. But you need to understand what she's talking about, what she's into, what she's about. Because it's going to sound so sweet. But I guarantee you it will incorporate New Age ideas, beliefs. It's going to be a mixture of all religion and all philosophy mixed in there, and it's important. But listen to this. This is the clip of Roma Downey on a homeschool network being interviewed about her Little Angels curriculum and where she says all paths lead to God.
You know, I love God. I'm a person of faith. Mm-hmm. I love children. I'm a mother. And I love angels. I'm not one, but I did play one for 10 years. And so for me, it's a combination. It's like all roads have led to, mm-hmm. you know, all roads lead to God. But all roads led to this moment in time for us. And going out to Marketplace with us, just...
It's exciting.
It's exciting, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute. What did she say?
You know, I love God. I'm a person of faith. Mm-hmm. I love children. I'm a mother. And I love angels. I'm not one, but I did play one for 10 years. And so for me, it's a combination. It's like all roads have led to, mm-hmm. you know, all roads lead to God. But all roads led to this moment in time for us. And going out to Marketplace with us, just...
It's exciting.
It's exciting, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You know, a lot of people are saying, they say, but now we're ready to work.
As long as we are you know, like work. We're working for the good of mankind, the procurement, you know, of world peace and sharing and goodwill toward men. As long as we're working toward that direction, it doesn't matter if you're a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Christian or whatever you are. That's why we are all one. We are all the path to be to God. All people who, and you know, some of them will say all go to heaven or go to the place, of the good place after life. You know, some of them don't believe in heaven, some do. But they'll say, you know, we're all headed there. Of course, others will say, no, the karma will get you. You know, a lot of them believe in the karma process, reincarnation. So you get karma involved, reincarnation involved. All of them do are into creating their own spiritual experience through Eastern religious techniques like meditation. I talk about Eastern meditation, kind of the blank out of the mind, or repetitious breathing, or repetitious phrases, or sound.
Teaching.
Right. It's always a definite prayer. It could be called then Buddhism. But it also will incorporate not just repetition, quiet, or focused on visualization, but these people are using things until they learn to work themselves into trances or spiritual experiences. And because they disobey the command of Jesus, which is that don't do these things that are great. That's Jesus. When they're using, they're disobeying that, so the doors are open. Demonic. Demons come. The spirit. All of them also tend to believe that. And also the ability, once they get into this, a lot of them are just being channeled. What that means is that after they have visualized or found a spirit guide, some of them claim to be spirit guide, be it Buddha or Muhammad or a teacher they had school to go or some other deceased individual that was considered a sage or a guru or something. Person is someone that lives up. They develop this connection by committing it in their mind that they have a spirit of fear that will appear as this person. The spirit will communicate them back and forth, pretending to be whatever it is. But a lot of times, as they develop this ability to communicate with the spirit world, communicate with the spirit guide, which is really a demon, they will actually open the door to begin to take messages from these entities. And sometimes they will channel them, just like a Christian will flow in the gift of prophecy. Lord, to speak to us, give us a word of prophecy or a tongue, supernatural tongue, interpretation of tongue. Well, they have their counterfeit. They're channeling a spirit speaking to them. And you'll see this within the New Age movement well, frequently. Refer to, and actually they get a lot of their information and a lot of their ideas and their plans for the future from these spirits. Sometimes they call these spirits the ascended masters. They'll call them, you know, the ancient wisdom. But they're tapping into entities that are in the spirit world. And, of course, they'll say, New Agers will say, a range of everything. Oh, yeah, these are good spirits, good entities, you know, ascended or evolved. People who have evolved into their godhood, God consciousness. And that's another thing. They all tend to believe that man can, through these techniques and through these pursuits, become a god himself or evolve into a deity himself, that man has that potential wisdom to become a god and to so get in touch with the spirit world, or some will call it the cosmic consciousness, or, you know, whatever. They got all kind of different names for the stuff. But that, it is the counterfeit of Christianity. And what's so sad is some of these New Agers incorporate, like, Christian words into this religion, like Christ consciousness, different things like that. And, you know, so I read one today, like, to be channeling Jesus and getting the new scriptures. We'll get to that before. Well, but you need to understand that this all exploding out there, especially in Hollywood, it's huge. And it comes in different forms, like Roma Downey. Roma Downey and her husband, and you've got just many different ones. They come at it from like a Christian thing that they're doing. But others come at it, you know, with a total Buddhist or Hindu idea of it. Some of them come at it with agnostic views. But they still teach you perspective and principles. You'll hear them saying it in movies. You'll hear them teach you. Of course, I know it's going to be yoga being such. I mean, just in the verses that are not even about yoga, but they're doing yoga. So many more now than it used to. Even on Duck Dynasty, this troubled me greatly. We've got a Christian, we got a so-called, you know, group of Christians. I believe they're Christians now, the Duck Dynasty boys. Our true Christians. But then there was an episode where, you know, obviously Corey goes with his wife, does yoga. And I'm sitting there going, you know, my little girl loves that. I love the show. But I was not happy to see that. Then there was another episode where Jeb's wife talked about her art project, her decoupage, whatever she was doing. That was her way of getting quiet. She said it was so dense. She goes, it's like editing. And so it's obvious that she's been by meditation. It's obvious that Bori's going to yoga. And so here you have Christians, I think, godly, well-meaning, well-intentioned Christians by the Robert. Unknowingly beginning to dabble in the death aspect of the way it's moved. That's why I really wasn't surprised. I mean, this is a little different direction. But when I heard Jeff almost died that day, that strange seizure. But from what it has been, he's never had those before. All of a sudden, have an epileptic seizure that almost kills him while they're out hunting. I think his wife opened his doors into the household through her then Buddhism she's practicing. And there's a lot of Christians right now that think that there's no problem with Eastern meditation and yoga. And it doesn't make them realize they're opening the doors into their home, their lives. But especially if they're true Christians that open these doors ignorantly or flippantly, that don't really understand the weight of what they're doing, the devil's going to try to take out. So if you give him weight, he won't take it. And he's going to hurt. So this is serious. And I really didn't plan on talking about that. But it's creeping in. I mean, this thing about the Eastern, and really, folks, when we say New Age religion, it really all finds its roots in ancient Buddhism, ancient Hinduism. It's just been self-styled and freed up and changed a little bit to be married into the Christian West, so the Christians and Western buy into it. And then, of course, we could couple science to try to make it out like science. So back in the 80s, you had corporations like IBM and others incorporating classes in, thought it could make their people more productive, more relaxed, more focused, and all this stuff. And so you have exciting science studies. Well, these people that's the birth, that. And so it's getting pushed and promoted on every stop. And whether it be Hollywood, corporate America, like I said, your Christian, supposed to be a Christian show on A&E, that dynasty, it's getting pushed. New Age religion.
And push to them as a relaxation or something like that. And like, no, you want to stay away from taking drugs, bad for your health. But if you really look at it, you know, if a woman goes off to get her hair done, she goes to get a pedicure or a manicure, they are ripe for getting inundated with this relaxation technique. Clear your mind, relax. Next thing you know, they're into suggested meditation. And just takes a little bit more for the door to be open for this to morph into something a lot planned. So, there's nothing wrong with doing stretches and then getting it to help. The problem lies with that when you start messing with them, at least to intend this opening up the portals spirit to the body. And once they do, you're doing good. It's happening more and more and more.
I know a lot of people know that that's the each issue. That is about to why yoga instead you're supposed to do it at sunrise or that or like each of the things about fine. So Christians should be off. You know, do some push up in it. You know, my football folks are off that step. I don't need to go yoga. It's not part of it. But again, some people get caught up what's clever, what's off, what they do be first, what they're talking about, what be trending, what be gift, it must be relevant. That's the word, that will be relevant. The world above us, let's do yoga, let's be in meditation, let's sound like them, be like they felt like. But, you know, if you ever preach the real key, real gospel, it's been the pride, you know, all the fuss, junk, and those cool either try to be relevant, like, not preach the true gospel, and then meditation, yoga with them, or you'll preach the gospel to them, and they will shun you, or they will get saved. That's bottom line. There. It's the devil to get us, keep us. But let's just get back to one of the big pushers. Roma down. Just to look at this. Somebody said, well, you know, she's you'll know the tree by its fruit. Well, we're gonna look at this. We're gonna take a break here in just a second. We're still working through technical problems here. We're gonna take our break, but when we come back, we're going to look at Roma Downing's resume. If it quacks like a duck and it walks like a duck, swims like a duck, guess what? The Duck Dynasty boys would shoot it, right? Folks, we got to start looking at the works, the fruit, the teaching, all of that. We've got to start looking at what people are really doing, not just the front that they're putting on for us. We got to look at everything that they're doing. So please stay with us. We also will be taking your calls, questions. If you have any calls or questions, comments about tonight, we'd love to hear from 347-884-8566. 347-884-8566. This will be a good time to call in. During the break, we're going to take a long break, talk to Kevin, and if you want to be on with a question or comment, let him know, and we will get you on after the break. You're listening to Prophecy Quake. I'm your host, Pastor Dean Odle, and we'll be back in just a moment.
But first get a Bible and start reading now. The moment will come when they will not allow distribution, possession of anything Christian. You'll go underground, a secret resistance, and face persecution, imprisoned and beaten. Now is the time to make your decision, to battle his minions left on this earth, or fall for a false explanation. Prefer to be herded like sheep. The ancient delusion, the oldest of schemes, has come to conclusion. The mark of the beast from the father of lies, the angel of light, master of disguise, he's devising a plan, preparing us now, and through evolution, convincing the crowd that aliens somehow are out there and bound to have all of the answers and power to know the solution, like indigo children, smarter than humans, more intuition, much more evolved, they're sending a vision, prepare the whole world with a false explanation, if we're to evolve, we must remove Christians, they call it the cleansing, and this is their mission.
Evolve or die refers to whether humanity survives as a species. There is an enormous
awakening happening on the planet.
The age of Aquarius ending duality, Oprah the secret and Eckhart Tolle preach what will bring in a new age reality based in traditions of pagan theosophy, bound to be thousands of offshoots of Crowley, students of Alice C. Bailey who follow the lies of Helena Blavatsky, radically altering, changing the pages of history, laying the groundwork forged by the tools of Lucifer, paving the way for the United Nations, a slow preparation, patiently waiting since the creation, a garden of Eden, a planet whose placement in time is persuaded by aliens, outside invasions, abductions, and cow mutilations, creating an atmosphere ripe for the picking with movies and Hollywood, implanting trickery, mastery over the masses, the whole world collapses in panic, all desperate for someone to save them, obey anyone that will answer their questions, the savior of sorts, a new age messiah, the wolf in sheep's clothing is what will transpire, the mayhem is out of control at this moment, a world full of chaos, confusion and torment, I'm telling you, don't stop at anything, you can't afford to face life without Christ as your king, the moment might come when the storms of reality, trapped in a world where it's actually happening.
That's one of my favorite quotes, that a significant portion of the Earth's population will soon recognize, if they haven't already done so, that humanity is now faced with a stark choice, evolve or die.
Before they called it hyper grace, the Lord had me call it grace abuse. Back in 1997, I wrote my first book entitled Grace Abuse, One of the Greatest Hindrances to Genuine Revival. This book is about the false doctrine of once saved, always saved, or unconditional eternal security. I believe this doctrine and the abuse of this subject of grace is one of the biggest issues in the church today. Get your copy of Grace Abuse, One of the Greatest Hindrances to Genuine Revival, today at deanodal.org. Grace is not a license to sin.
Thank you.
some serious technical difficulties this evening. I just let me know right now, whoever's in the chat room at the moment, if you're still having an extreme difficult problem hearing us tonight, we may just call it. It's still cutting out for our brother Big John. We're going to face a lot of static. We're not quite sure what's going on. We checked our sound equipment, everything with our soundboard. It's working fine. We hear everything clearly through the system we have, but obviously it's not going through Blog Talk. We're going to have to try a different. Next week we'll try a different phone line and see if that works. But we're missing. I know you guys are trying out there. Appreciate you hanging in there and staying with us. You can still hear me. There's a lot of static. And see, we hear no static right now at all through our system. So that's going through Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we're going to have to deal with them. I mean, we pay for this broadcast. We're going to have to either, they're going to have to either work correctly like it's supposed to, or we're going to have to find someone else to do this group. But, anyway, so we're going to give it just a second here. If you want to call in and chat, we're just going to hang out for a minute, test the sound, but you can give me a call, 347-884-8566. Somebody out there that's listening, call in and let's see if, how we sound. I see 706. Okay, so we got somebody, we got one saying it's okay. How about now? Let us know, Brother John. You there? Brother can hear better on the phone. So you might want to call in if it's cheaper. I don't even know what the cell phone's going on. The last couple of weeks it's been crystal clear. We've listened back to the archive recording, it's far better. But Blog Talk Radio, you do know that's a problem. And maybe it is sunspot activity. I don't know. I don't even know where they're laying off. I did that rocket that blew up out of the East Coast. It was supposed to be an EMP. It messed stuff up. I don't know what it is. But our brother John said he can hear better on the phone. Anybody else out there, how do you hear it? Please speak up. Bring my wife. Can you hear me? You're on the air. Nancy Odom.
Yeah. Hey, I can hear, but it's not good sound quality.
You can hear, but it's not good sound quality.
And I'm calling in through the phone, so.
Through the phone. My wife is moving on it. I have no doubt that the sound quality is still bad.
And there's there continues to be a ring.
Seems to be a ring?
Like a buzzing noise I keep hearing.
You hear this buzzing. That's what I hear. A little bit, but just faintly in the background. I hear it. But, yeah.
Yeah, and just randomly.
All right. Somebody said here, Mandy, I guess, I can hear through Blog Talk just lots of static and background noise when someone else is being talked. I can't hear them at all. Nancy's sound is coming in as well. So, bizarre. That may be us. Something's going on with us. If that's the mic. And it shouldn't be this, my mic versus Billy's mic across the way, but. Looks like everything's plugged in fine. Although, it may have short where. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to work on it. I'm just going to let everybody know we don't want to keep torturing people. So, we're contemplating rescheduling this subject for another week because it's really, really not working well. I know we've lost some people too. I've seen some people that logged in, that logged out, that found issues happen. I don't blame them. I don't want to listen it's something that I can't hear clearly. It keeps cutting out, breaking up, static in the background. I don't want to hear that either. So, anyway, we apologize. It's getting a little weird, this technical problem, but we even went out and bought a deposit. Kevin blessed the church and ministry going out buying a lot of new equipment and got a big sound problem. Did tremendously. It helped tremendously because we got us going, but something else going on now. Yes. Well, all right, you guys listening out there, to try to cover this, the Lord willing, he may lead us in another direction, but we'll try to cover this. I do have an article you can read. It's on the website, deanodal.org, under the latest word button, Roma Downey. It's in the title there, so you can go and read that article if you would like. But anyway, we're going to get out of here tonight a little early. No sense in continuing the torture. We love y'all, appreciate you listening. We'll be back next week, same time, hopefully with all of these problems fixed. Please pray for us because we need it. We are definitely being opposed at getting this out. This is not the first episode that problem is. So just be praying for us. God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you again next week, same time.